Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have some bills that are going to be.
Representative Reynolds, for what purpose?
Mr. Speaker, I've forgotten now which way, if you don't mind. Can we capture a bill after we've done the emergency clause or not? Because we've had two different rulings now, so I kind of want to know for the next 3 days.
I believe he was just capturing the emergency. Representative Liebman, was that your intent to capture the emergency on that bill? So I think you recognized.
He said he wanted to capture the bill. He didn't say the emergency as I understood it. So if that was the motion, then my point
is. He actually didn't do any of it right, Representative Reynolds, but his intention was to capture the emergency of that bill, I believe. And his wording was, but the implication was such that he would capture the emergency. Mr. Floor Leader, deliver us.
Do you mind,
Representative? Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, we're waiting to get a few bills more on the agenda here in just a little bit, so they should be getting published shortly. We do have one House bill that we could take up, but we do need to suspend the rules in order to do that.
Mr. Floor Leader.
So if you could recognize Representative Peters for a motion.
Representative Peters, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move to suspend House Rule 7.15, Section D, as it pertains to House bills currently published on the House floor calendar.
That is a proper motion. Clerk will activate the machine for a recorded vote. Representative Morgan, question?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was wondering if we could have a tad bit more clarification as to if we have a single bill or several bills and the numbers, so that the members might know exactly what it is instead of just the whole calendar.
Mr. Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There's one bill, CCR to House Bill 1032, that's on right now.
Representative Reynolds, for a question, I assume, or point of order, a question?
Question, thank you. Just the question is, if we suspend the rule, will we have copies of the bills before we vote on them?
It's on the floor calendar, apparently. Representative Russolo, you have a copy? Members, the motion before the House is to suspend the rules for the purpose of setting aside the requirement for House Bill 1032. Clerk will activate the machines for a recorded vote. Representative Williams votes aye. Representative Enns votes aye. Representative Treblecock votes aye. Representative Nelson votes aye. Representative Terrell votes aye. Representative Jackson votes aye. Clerk, declare the vote.
70 aye, 10 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected in constituting the House, I declare the suspension of the rules to have been passed. Mr. Floor Leader.